بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يسأل الله يغضب عليه، أو كما قال عليه السلام: صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. درس رسائل دروس شريف. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، my respected elders, dear brothers, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us in one hadith sharif that مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. If we do not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to be angry with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with those servants who do not ask of Him, because they are trying to show their independence, that they don't need anything. Whereas we are dependent every second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, and every year of our life, we are totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we can never show independence when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to show our need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we have been warned, مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهَ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. The one who does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes angry with such a person. Now what should we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So there are hundreds and hundreds of things that have been taught to us by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are countless number of du'as that he made throughout his life and which have been recorded by the companions and have been conveyed to the Ummah, and we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through those very words that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we want maximum benefit. So inshallah today we will look at one beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he teaches us the method of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is also something to learn. One is we make dua in our own words, that is there. But if we make dua in the way that it was taught to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's teaching us the method of dua, then that is the most effective and that is the most efficient dua. So here we find in this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, Allahumma inni as'aluka rahmatan min indik. Oh Allah, I am asking of you mercy from your side. Rahmatan. Rahma, mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side is everything. Because in that mercy, it encompasses everything of dunya and akhirah. If we got rahmat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side, we got everything. And if we deprived of rahmat, then we are deprived of everything. So we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His rahmah. Countless du'as we learn about the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking for His rahmah. Wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna, warhamna. We are asking for rahmah. We are asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rahmah for ourselves. Rabbi irhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. We are asking dua for our parents that they must have rahmah. So here we find in this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, Allahumma inni as'aluka rahmata min indik. Oh Allah, give me a special mercy, special type of mercy from your side. And what is the effect of that mercy? When we get that special rahmah of Allah, then it has an effect on our lives. And what effect it has? Number one, tahdi biha qalbi. Such a rahmat, that through that rahmat, my heart is guided on the right direction. When that special rahmah of Allah comes, then our heart is guided in the right direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires the heart of that person who has that special rahmah in the right direction. Allah inspires that person's heart. Do this, don't do this, go here, don't go there, do this deal, don't do that deal. Allah Ta'ala inspires that person. Because he is one who has achieved the special rahmah and mercy of Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guiding his heart. Dahdi biha qalbi. That, O Allah, through it you guide my heart. And for our heart to be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the greatest things. For the heart to be guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if our heart is not guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our heart starts swaying and it starts turning and it starts getting all confused because it does not have guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةٍ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Again the Quranic dua, again asking for rahmah, and again asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. After you guided our heart, don't let our hearts go astray and don't let our hearts get deviated. So the first thing that when a person has the special rahmah of Allah, then tahdi biha qalbi, O Allah, guide my heart through that rahmah. And then the second thing that is mentioned here, tajma'u biha amri, wa tajma'u biha amri, O Allah, through that special rahmah, gather my matters for me and collect my matters for me. Bring my matters, you know, together. Bring my strands that are loose in my life, hanging. Bring all those things together. Bring all my matters together. So everything is gathered. Everything is organized. Everything is arranged. So this is also a sign of Allah's special rahmah. The heart is guided. The matters of a person's life are all gathered. His matters are all arranged. His matters become all organized. This is a sign of special rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third thing that is mentioned in the hadith here is, وَتَلُمَّ بِهَا شَعْثِي. O Allah, give me that special rahmah and mercy that all my scattered issues and all my upside down issues, all my mixed up issues. In Afrikaans they use a word, they call it dir makar. Dir makar is everything is all topsy-turvy. Everything is all messed up. So Allah, all my messed up issues, all my upside down matters, arrange it and organize it for me. So this is when that special rahmah and mercy comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart is guided. The matters are all organized and arranged. And all the upside down issues in a person's life come right. Allah Ta'ala puts all those matters right that were upside down, all come together, all gets sorted out, all gets fixed up. Because remember, if we live in this world and our matters are all here and there, our matters are all scattered, our matters are not sorted, our matters are not organized and arranged, and all our matters are all upside down, we can't have true peace of mind. Because now, you know, it's like walking into a very upside down house. What happens when you walk into an upside down house? The cups are in the one bedroom, the saucers are in the lounge, the teaspoons are in the scullery, the tea mugs are some, or the teapot is in the kitchen. Imagine everything in the house is like that. Everything is all mixed up and upside down. A person will feel, hey, what kind of life is, what kind of house is this here? He must run from this room to that room looking for one item. The blankets are in one room, the duvets are in another room, the bed sheets are in another room, the pillows are in the lounge. And everything is all upside down. Something is dumped in this corner, that corner, and you know, on this table, that coffee table. Everything is just lying all over the show, like the house was hit by a hurricane. So everything is all upside down. Now, how will a person feel happy in such a house? How will he feel comfortable in such a house? He wants a house where everything, all the dishes and all the food items and all the groceries and all the cutlery and all the crockery is kept either in the kitchen or in the scullery or in the dining room. That when we're looking for it, we find it there. The clothes are not in every room of the house. One shoe in one room, another shoe in one room, one socks in the bathroom, the other socks in the dining room. Everything is everywhere in the house. How is a person going to live like that? So therefore, a person's life also, if all his matters are all just mixed up like this, how is he going to find peace of heart? All his matters are all upside down, his paperwork is not right, all his things are all just mixed up. So therefore, a special mercy of Allah. When a person has special mercy of Allah, then he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your special mercy, sort out all my upside down issues. All my paperwork, all my matters, all my issues, everything that is all mixed up, put it all right for me, O Allah. وَتُصْلِحُ بِهَا دِينِي. And O Allah, give me that special mercy that through it you rectify and correct my dini matters for me. My dini matters are all corrected. I'm following the correct deen. All my matters are correct. I'm reading my 5 daily salah. I'm reading my salah properly. I'm reading my sunnahs. I'm reading my salah wa takbir ula. I'm reading my salah with the correct khushu. I'm reading my salah with proper taharat. O Allah, fix all the matters and arrange and rectify and guide all the matters of my deen. And you know, correct all the matters of my deen. Let me practice my deen correctly. I must be following my deen correctly. I must be following the correct way of deen, not the wrong way of deen. That a person is not following the masail properly, his wuzu is not done properly, his salah is not done properly. So he's not following the deen correctly. So he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, correct the matters of my deen. Let all the matters of my deen be corrected. Let all the matters of my deen be fixed. Said, I'm doing all my things in a proper way. My zakah is not paid properly. I don't know if I paid the zakah. Did I calculate the zakah correctly? Did I know what to calculate the zakah on? Did I give the zakah to the correct recipients? Was it discharged in a proper manner? Was the whole amount given or not? All the matters of our deen, when it comes to our fulfillment of the rights of people and all these things, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, rectify the matters of my deen. وَتَقْضِي بِهَا دَيْنِي. O Allah, grant me that special rahmah and mercy that through it I am able to fulfill all the debts that are on my head. Sometimes a person finds himself in a situation of need, necessity, that you have to take a debt, you have to take a loan because you have financial constraints, maybe a big necessity came up in your life. You know, somebody got sick, so they had to go to doctor, they had to go to hospital, they had to go to specialist and whatever. Now what you're earning is just enough for your day-to-day needs. Now this is a big expense that came, so now what are you going to do? You're going to have to go and take a loan from someone. Now you are in debt. Now that thing is on your mind, it's on your head, it's weighing on your shoulders. So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, taqdi biha dayni. Sometimes it happens that a person is running a business and now he needs certain equipment, he needs a certain machine, or he needs certain stock items because he doesn't have enough capital, so now he has to fall into debt. Sometimes it is a car broke down and now he needs transport. He can't take his children to school, he can't take them to madrasa, he can't go and buy the basic things, he can't go to work. So he needs a vehicle, so now he had to take a loan. So now in all these instances, he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, you know, help me to the fulfillment of my debts. So this is all from that special rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the debts of a person get paid. وَتَحْفَظُوا بِهَا غَائِبِينَ. And Allah give me that special rahmah and mercy, that all my unseen things, the things that are not seen, my hidden matters and all of that are protected and safeguarded. The things that are, you know, not openly visible, the things that are my hidden matters, they must be safeguarded. My uplang money, you know, under the mattress and all these things here must be safeguarded and protected, because if anybody, you know, the all kinds of thieves are after it. Sometimes they come in the form of uniform, and sometimes they come in with ID card, and sometimes they come in the form of rogues, what have you. So this amongst the things, that the things of mine that are my hidden matters, all are safeguarded and protected. My unseen matters safeguarded and protected. If a person is traveling somewhere and his items at home now, so he's making dua that all these things that are not here with me, not present with me, I'm away from my things, safeguard my things whilst I'm not there. So that is through that special rahmah and that special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa tarfa'u biha shahidi. And raise the things that are in front of me, raise those matters of mine, lift up those matters of mine, make them, you know, noble, elevated, make my matters elevated. Don't let it be lowly and down, but elevate it, lift it up, pick it up for me, pick it up. Pick up my matters that are here in front of me, pick up my matters. And then that special rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person says, وَتُبَيِّضُ بِهَا وَجْهِ, O Allah, and illuminate my face through that special rahmah and mercy. That special rahmah and mercy must be such that it must light up my face. My face must become illuminated. Not with cosmetic items and all of that. Not referring to the outer color and complexion, but referring to that special light and nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is on the face of Allah's special servants who got Allah's special rahmah. There is a special light and nur on the faces of those people. And a person may be very faint complexion, but he can have darkness in the face because that is visible due to the evil deeds and evil intentions. And you look at so many of these tyrants and zalims in the world. They may be from Europe with white complexions, but their hearts are black, and their complexion may be white, but there's darkness on their face of zulm and evil and sin and oppression. As they say in Urdu, man ke gore or dil ke kale, or otherwise, tan ke gore or man ke kale, meaning that their bodies look white outside, but they are dark, they are darkness all round. And Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from Africa, dark in complexion, but Allahu Akbar, an embodiment of nur and light. So light, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that nur, that, oh Allah, illuminate my face through that special rahmah and that mercy of yours. And we see that when a person does good deeds, reads kalima, makes zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his face becomes illuminated through tilawat of Quran, through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through taqwa, a person's face becomes illuminated. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the illumination of the face through that special rahmah. Wa tuzakki biha amali. And Allah, through that special rahmah, purify all my a'mal. Cleanse my a'mal, cleanse my deeds, purify my deeds. So that my deeds also become cleansed and purified. My deeds are not dark and full of darkness and full of faults and mistakes and weaknesses. But my deeds have become purified. It's like gold that has been purified. There's no impurities in that. How gold becomes pure gold. Make my amal pure amal. More pure than gold. That is how my amal should become. Through that special rahmah and through that special mercy, O Allah. وَتُلْهِمُنِي بِهَا رَشَدِي وَتُلْهِمُنِي بِهَا رَشَدِي O Allah, through that special rahmah and mercy of yours, O Allah, guide me to the path of my guidance. Inspire me to the path of my guidance. Give me ilham. Inspire me. Give me inspiration to go towards the path of hidayat and guidance. Then I'm on the path of guidance. I'm on the path of hidayat. I'm being inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The inspiration that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what is called ilham. And we're asking here to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're asking Allah ta'ala to give us ilham. Wahi is for Anbiya alayhimu salam. But ilham is for the rest of the people. And especially the awliya Allah. They get ilham from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is called a special light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will show you through the complications of life and the complexities of life, which way to go, what decision to take and what decision not to take. That is what is called ilham. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith sharif, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن فإنه ينظر بنور الله تعالى. O people, fear the firasat of a mu'min. What is the firasat? The intuition of a mu'min. The ilham of a mu'min. That mu'min has ilham. He is inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ He sees through that nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can see things. In some terminologies also referred to as kashf. Kashf is also a form of ilham, where a person, Allah opens for a person, and he sees certain things which others can't see. So, O Allah, that special rahmah and mercy of yours, make ilham to me through it, so I make the right decisions in life. I'm inspired by the ilham to make my decisions. And then you will find that a person, through that, now Allah Ta'ala saves him from big calamities and disasters. There was a big deal coming up. What a deal, what a lucrative deal that, you know, like you say, it's a deal of the century. You know, for that individual. It's like the deal of the century. And he feels, no, I must get this deal, I must sign this deal, I must clinch this deal. This is something, I can't miss this. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him ilham. And then he thinks, no man, let me walk away. I don't want to do this deal. And just as well, because later on it transpires that the people that were doing the deal with him were the biggest con artists in the country. They were the biggest con men around. And what he thought was going to be the big deal would have become the biggest nightmare for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him through that ilham, وَتُلْهِبُنِي بِهَا رَشَدِي O Allah, give me the inspiration of my guidance so that I'm guided always in the right direction. A person was very eager to marry a certain girl. He was really keen because he felt that, you know, everything that he was looking for in a bride, in a wife was found in that girl. And now he's really very eager to go ahead and make nikah with that girl. And he's so desperate to make nikah to her that, you know, he'll do everything to be able to make nikah with that girl. But then something happens and then just, you know, he just like snaps and he says, no, you know what? No, I don't think I want to go ahead with this. I don't think I want to go ahead with this marriage. And he calls it off. In other words, he doesn't go and put the proposal. So he just walked away. And just as well, later it was found out that, you know, he would have got into a problem for the rest of his life. There's that so many issues with the girl and the family, that it was better for him to have walked away at that time. So what is that? وَتُلْهِبُنِي بِهَا رَشَدِي. O Allah, guide me, inspire me to the path of my guidance. So this is that guidance, that ilham that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a very poor person. The story is mentioned about a very poor person. Very poor. And one day, he sees vision of a person coming and offering him 1,000 gold coins. So he was eager to take it, but before he took it, that person said, I'm giving you a gift. He said, I want to ask you one question. Is there barakat in this or there's no barakat? He said, I must tell you there's no barakat. He said, thank you, keep it, I don't want it. Allah Ta'ala inspired him to ask that question. A few days later, the same person comes with 100 gold coins. He's offering him, take it, I'm giving you a gift. Again, he's about to take it, then he asks the question, is there barakat in it or there's no barakat? He says, no, no barakat. He said, no, thank you, keep it. Then after a while, the same person comes again, and this time he's got 1 gold coin. And he offers him, say, take this gift. He says, is there barakat in it? He says, there's barakat in it. He says, thank, jazakallah, give me this. He gives him. That when he went home that first time, his wife told him, oh, you're such a foolish man. What kind of a foolish person you are? Man is offering you for nothing, 1,000 gold coins. You know how, look at how we're suffering here. There's no milk and bread in the house. Things are so tough here. We could have bought so many things. We could have gone on holiday. We could have bought a new car. We could have bought a new sofa, new fridge and this and appliances and what we could have did with that gold coins. And you went foolishly when they refused. He said, no, no, I didn't want to. Again she reprimanded him the second time. Now the third time he comes with 1 gold coin and he tells his wife, look, this one is the one with barakat. And indeed, that brought the barakat, so much of barakat that he had much more than thousands of gold coins after that. So this is that, Tulhimuni biha rashadi, O Allah, inspire me towards my guidance, that let me make such decisions that brings barakat in my life and goodness in my life. Grant me that special rahmah. Grant me that special rahmah. وَتَرُدُّ بِهَا أُلْفَتِي وَتَعْصِمُنِي بِهَا مِنْ كُلِّ سُوءٍ. That, O Allah, return me to all my beloved things. In other words, the things that were beloved to me from my good actions and my good habits and my good ways, which I lost somewhere in between. Oh, my good friends that were pious friends, that were a source of guidance for me, that were source of comfort for me. I lost those friends somewhere along the line. Allah, return all of those beloved things to me again through your special rahmah and mercy. Because it happens in life, in the journey of life, that sometimes we got caught up, we got so occupied, something happened that we lost contact with good pious friends. Good company, we lost contact with good actions, good deeds, good practices, good habits. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to return those things. And then at the end, وَتَعْشِمُنِي بِهَا مِنْ كُلِّ سُوءٍ. O Allah, give me that special rahmah and mercy of yours, that it will protect me from every kind of evil, every kind of harm. I will be safeguarded and protected by that special rahmah and mercy of yours. So what a beautiful dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I said in the beginning, that he not only told us about the importance of dua, and he warned us that man lam yas'ali Allah yaghdab alayh, the one who does not ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah becomes angry with that person. He warned us, and then he taught us the way of making dua. What a beautiful comprehensive dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his rahmah, special rahmah. We want Allah Ta'ala special mercy. And that special mercy, if we gain it, then through that Allah Ta'ala will sort out all the matters of our life. And everything Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for, you know, the sorting out of all the upside down matters, all the, you know, disorganized and disarrayed issues. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the purification of the deeds and the whitening of the face and the inspiration and the guidance and the protection. It all comes through that special rahmah and that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we should constantly seek that special rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why every dua, there is somewhere the element of rahmah that has been mentioned, because that rahmah is such a thing that all the matters get arranged and sorted in a person's life. Allah ta'ala give us that special rahmah and mercy of His.